Today's daf in Yerushalmi Pe'ah is daf Gimel. And yesterday we learned about the shear, Takanas Usha, how much you're allowed to give to tzedakah, and the shear of Shlish for Hidur Mitzvah. Today, the Gemara, at the end of the first line, the Gemara wants to go more into these halachas. There was a ma'aseh with Rabbi Yeshiva, where he went out and Amad V'chileket Kol Nechasev Lani, which seems to violate the most basic tenets of Takanas Usha. He left himself penniless and gave out everything he owned to Ani. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, Ba'alo Amru, Chomish v'nechasev le'mitzvot. How did you do such a thing? Did the Chachamim not say that you can only give a maximum of 1/5? Wait a minute, says the Gemara. This story could not have happened. Because wasn't Rabbi Gamliel prior to Takanas Usha? So how could he have told him something that actually was not even true at his time and that would only happen in the future? Now, and just a little bit of background here is that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that initially, at the beginning when the Sanhedrin was Gola, went to Yavne. This is the famous story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was able to save Yavne v'chachamea. When Rabbi Gamliel was Nasi, they went from Yavne to Usha, and then they went back, to Usha when Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was the Nasi. And that means that the Takanat Usha was, it actually turns out that the Takanat Usha that we're referring to, even though Rabbi Gamliel was the Rosh Sanhedrin in Usha, was not during that period of Usha. It was during the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's Usha, which is the second Usha. In which case, it doesn't make sense for Rabbi Gamliel to be speaking about a takana that was in the future. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon, B'Shem Rabbi Levi, says that the truth is that kachaita halacha biyadam. This was an ancient halacha, and shechachua, it had been forgotten. When the Sanhedrin came back to Usha, when the days of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, so then Amdu Hashniim, the second group of the Sanhedrin and Usha, they were maskim al da'at rishonim, and they made it a takana. But Reb Gamliel remembered it as a given. So this teaches you that something that people work on to try to find the truth and are not willing to just, you know, let it slide by, in the end it becomes an actual clear-cut halacha, as if it were kamosh nemar l'moshe b'sinai. And this is one of those types of halacha that Bezdin in Usha, when they said it was a takana, people might have made a mistake and thought that they were metakein the takana, but it's clear from the story that it was an ancient takana that they rediscovered, and that shows you that the truth always reasserts itself when people actually wanted it and were metakein it. What we just said shows basically what Rabbi Mana always used to say on the pasuk of Kilo Davar Reku Mikem, that there's nothing in the Torah that should be considered a waste of time for you. And therefore, I mean, obviously, how could it be right? The way to understand it, says Rabbi Mana, im hu reik. If you find something that doesn't seem to have any additional insight for you, then you should know that it's mikhem. It's all because of yourselves and your laziness. Lama? She'enatem yigayimbo. You don't care enough to work on it. But had you worked on it, you would have seen how rewarding it is. And that's why it says, kirodav areku mikhem, yu chayechem. So, imatayu chayechem, at what point can something be called? It's about the way you live. It's about the way you are. That's dafka bisha'a shatem yigayimbo. It's only where this is really what your life is about. This is my life. Rabbi Tanchuma, I'm trying to give examples over here about the level of commitment to understanding things that allowed people to rediscover things that are essential to the Moshe Sinai. So Rabbi Tanchuma, B'Shem Rav Huna, says in the Pasuk B'Tzavo ben Uri ben Chur, L'mate Yehuda Asad, Kol Asher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. Asher Tziva Hashem et Moshe is not what it says over here. Rather, Asher Tziva to Moshe is not what it says over here in Ktiv Kan, but rather, Asher Tziva Hashem et Moshe, which implies that Afil he was able to be machkavin to even the things that Moshe never actually told him, but that happened to be precisely what Hashem had told Moshe. He schemed the atel. He figured it out on his own, as if he had been standing there. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Noya, he says, how about this pasuk? Kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe avdo, kein tziva Moshe Yoshua, v'chein asa Yoshua, lo yisir davar mikol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. And then there too, too. It's the same thing. Why doesn't it say, Lo Yisrael Levon Kol Asher Tziva Oto Moshe? It says, Asher Tziva Hashem Et Moshe, which once again means that Yoshua must have been Mechavin Da'ato, even Afil Dvorim Shelo Shama Mipi Rabo, Yiskima Da'ato, to what it was that Hashem had said to Moshe Bisi. Another example Rabbi Yochanan brings B'Shem Rabbi Noah, and Rabbi Huna quotes the same example from Rabbi, that it says in the Pasuk that Aaron HaKohen was Torat Emet Hayta B'Fiyu, Ve'Avla Lo Nimtza B'Shvata. So when you see the Torat Emet Hayta B'Fiyu, that means the first we say Dvorim Sheshama Mipi Rabo, but then when it goes on to say Avla Lo Nimtza B'Shvata, what does that add? Obviously if Torat Emet Hayta B'Shvata, it must mean that Afilu Dvorim Shelo Shama Mipi Rabo, but things that he had to work out on his own were also never mistaken as if they had been taught to him from Moshe on Har Sinai. Rabbon and Amrim, yet another example. Rabbon and Amrim, Ki Hashem Yeyeh B'Kislecha V'Shamar Raglecha Milakit. What does that mean? That Afilu Dvorim Shat Ksil Bahem. Hashem is going to be with you in your foolishness, in your stupidity, meaning things that you know nothing about. You didn't learn them from your Rebbe. V'Shamar Raglecha Milakit. He will see to it that you will not become entrapped by your own stupidities, so that you will be able to rediscover the truth. What is the meaning of Milakit? Rabbi Dosa Amar, this means Hashem Yishmorcha Minahoraya. He will make it that you will not make any mistakes when you're Mora Halach. Whereas Rabbanan Amri, Hashem will be shomer you Mina Avera. He will not allow you to fall into error, to be nichshal by accident in an Avera. Rabbi Levi Amar, it means Min HaMazikim. Things that you are unable yourself to be careful about, those are the Mazikim, things that are supernatural and are shaden, things that can damage you, so you're considered to be a ksil. Even there, Hashem will help. When the Pashuk says, Ki Hashem Yeh B'Kislecha, what it means is that if your Kislecha, meaning in your pocket, so that means in Natata Mikischa Tzedakah, if you took it out of your little pocket, that's the Kislecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishamrecha Min HaPisin, God will save you from taxes, Umin HaZimayot, and from any kinds of fines, Umin HaGuguliot, and from the head tax, Umin HaNuniot, and from the various things that the government takes from you in terms of your animals and so on, and will protect you. More maisim about tzedakah that was done l'mayla min adin. So Munbaz HaMelech amad bizbez kol nechasav la'aniim. There was once a terrible famine because there was a drought, and Munbaz, the king, went ahead. He was the son of Elini Amalka from the Malchei Hakashmonaim, and the it's actually a little bit of confusion as to whether he was born Jewish or himself was a ger. But in any event, he went and he gave out everything that he owned to Aniyim when there was difficulty in finding food. You know, your forefathers, they built up the business and they added money. And you, not only your own money, but all the money that previous generation had actually built up for you. What a jerk you are. On the contrary, I did much better than they did, and my investments are much better because I will tell you, I mean, if you're going to invest, you want to invest in something, it's got no security. Man, they invested in this world. I invested in the heavens. So that means that the schus of tzedakah is much greater and looks down on the earth from above. What do they have? They had things that basically sit there. They're not alive. They don't do anything. That the tzedakah that a person does, you continue to eat the peirot of your ma'isim olam hazeh. What my forefathers did, what did they do? So what do they own? They own stock. They own bank. I mean, all you need is one good depression. Wipe the whole thing out. So the yad is shemit on it. Ani kanasim makom she'enei yad sholetet bo. Shedem ha'tzedek u'mishpat v'chon kisar. So tzedakah is up there in the shamayim underneath the kisei ha'kovah. Avotai kanzum mamon. Ani kanas din nefashot. What do they have? A little bit of cash. I have living souls. Shedem ha'pri tzadik etz chayim v'loker nefashot chacham. So I saved all of these aniyim by being mechayeh them. You don't think that that's a lot better than just having cash? Anything that a person builds, Bolam said, is not going to end up being his. He's building it for other people. The only thing that you can have that's your own is lechati etzedaka. The schus of the tzedaka remains yours even in Olam Haba. Avotai kantsu b'olam hazeh, v'ani kanasti v'olam haba, shenemu tzedaka, tatsil, nimavet. We'll see what that means in a moment. So tatsil b'mavet means what? I mean, does that mean that somebody is, who gives tzedakah never dies? I understand. Obviously, he came, he doesn't die. Ella, it means shelo yamut mital atid lavo. It means that if somebody gives tzedakah, he can be certain of being zeicha in olam haba. Tzedakah u'gmilut chasadim shkulot keneged kol mitzvoteha shel Torah. Each one of them is shoko keneged all of the other mitzvahs in the Torah. The difference, however, between the tzedakah and gmilut chasadim is that tzedakah can only be given to living people, whereas gmilut b'chayim. But gmilut chasadim is knowing both b'chayim. You can do chesed with living people, but you can even do chesedim amitim. So you can be kover amit. Tzedakah neged only la'aniim. Gmilut chasadim is somebody needs your help, and it has nothing to do with money. It's knowing whether it's aniim or ashirim. Tzedakah neged only b'mamono shel adam, whereas gmilut chasadim is neged bein b'mamon bein b'gufo, and therefore tzedakah is actually less than gmilut chasadim, which has these three advantages over the mitzvah of tzedakah. Rabbi Yochanan bar Maria b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says in adiyodim eze mihem chaviv tzedakah or gmilut chasadim. Look, if you don't have a raya, you would say I can't be sure which one HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels is more important. Kishu omer v'chesed Hashem mi'olam v'ad olam al yireyav. So obviously, we see now Chesed Hashem Yolam is forever, and Tzidkato is for, you know, grandchildren. So what does that show? Hada Amra Gemilut Chasadim is more chaviv than the Tzedakah. So the Chesed Hashem is forever, and the Tzedakah that he says is only good for a few generations. And then continues on the Mishnah to say, and Talmud Torah is in Lemshir. Shalut Rabbi Yoshua. Mao Shialamed Adamed Beno Yivanit. What would be your opinion about sending one's son to a course in Greek? Now this is actually, we're going to see, not a course in Greek, but rather it is a course in rhetoric. So that it was what the Gemara calls in the end, Chochmat Yivanit, which is a way in which it is possible to argue specious arguments and to make presentations that are not B'derech HaEmet, but that are well received in court and so on. So would that be something that is chashuv or not? Amar Lam, sure, what's the problem? All you need to do is find the right time of the day. So if you lam deno b'shash ena lo yom v'la laila, as long as you find a time that's neither day or night, because, I mean, the rest of the time, of course, would have to be Torah. And something like this cannot be called on Torah, because it's not emet. So the Torah is v'gita b'yom v'layla. So you can use as much time as you want for this rhetoric course, as long as it's neither daytime or nighttime. Says the Gemara, well, I mean, so then what you're saying is, me'ata, if I have to learn Torah all the time, then how can I do anything else? So, asrullah dono lamedet b'no umanut? I mean, it says, v'gita b'yom v'layla. I mean, if you're supposed to be sitting in the Bismarck learning day and night, how are you ever going to finish college? How are you ever going to learn a trade? Votani, I thought that Rabbi Yishmael says, Beferish, that the meaning of Bukharta Bukhayim is to choose a career. Zomanut. So if that's the case, you're supposed to make certain that you have a thing to do that provides you with a living. So how are you supposed to do that in light of a Gita Yom of Alayla? So it doesn't seem to make much sense to bring a raya from a posse that obviously cannot mean what you're saying that it means. The answer is the Gemara, Rabbi Bob, Rabbi Barva, and Rabbi Chia. Rishayim Rabbi Yochanan explained that obviously it is no, you're allowed to learn this Yivanit, and you're allowed to learn Umanut. As a matter of fact, it's a mitzvah. The only thing is that the Chachamim asered Chochmat Yevanit mipnei ha-masorot. It's because that the moment that Jews will start being osek in this, so then they will end up being capable of giving over too much information about Klal Yisrael to the Goyim, and they will start attempting to find favor in their eyes. In the end, they will be meiser and become osekot. Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. It's basically what happened to, you know, to J Street and places like this. They started out with just a kiyuv for the malchus and to make it look like they were sophisticated and so on, and ended up becoming moserot, dedicated to the destruction of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Abo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, mutar la adam lelamed et bito yivanit ibnei shu takshid la. It's beautiful for a woman to know basically the things that they teach you in finishing school, and there's no problem over here. It's not the derech of a woman to become stam a spy and babbler and so on. It's just a beautiful way for her to present herself in a sophisticated fashion. Shama Shimon Barva, Reb Shimon Barva heard Rabbi Avo's quote of Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Well, you know, game. Do boy Malafa Manate, this guy, he just wants to send his girls to a finishing school. So because of that, he knows everybody's going to jump down his throat. So therefore, he's claiming that Rabbi Yochanan said this. Ridiculous. Yavo alai, I swear I should just be punished. Im shamati mir Rabbi Yochanan. I never heard anything like this from Rabbi Yochanan. I've learned my whole life by him. Therefore, I don't believe it. Okay, then we went on to part two. Part two is Eilu Dvarim, Shadam Olchel, Prohotem, Olam Hazeh, Vakeren Kayemeto, Olam Haba, Kibud Av Ha'em. So now, let's take a look more deeply into this mitzvah of Kibud Av Ha'em. Rabbi Abba, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shalu et Rabbi Eliezer, Ad Eichanu Kibud Av Ha'em. We say that a person is believing Kibud Av Ha'em, to what extent does that take you? Amar Lehem, Liatem Shalim. Well, you're asking me. I'm a rank amateur. L'chuv Shalu et Dama Benatina. You should ask Dama Benatina, who's just a simple person, you know, and he knew that there was absolutely no limits to how far you have to go. You know the kind of thing that he did? Dama Benatina was a Rosh Patrachuli Haya. He was the head, one of the heads of the army, and I mean, he was extremely, extremely important guy in the government, you know. His mother walked in, and she was a little bit senile, you know. Pamachat ata ima mesak to bifleko bulishalo. In front of all of his soldiers, his mother walks over to him and smacks him right across the face. And here, this is a guy, you know, it's like, basically, you know, the commander-in-chief is there. His mother walks over and smacks him like he's a two-year-old. And what did he do? Or Nafa Kordakonchila. She had taken her shoe, you know, to hit him with, and the heel fell off, you know. So it fell miada. So he bends down and picks it up for her. Well, she thought she wrote it there. He wouldn't want her to have to bend down and pick up the shoe to hit him again, you know. Amr Rabbi Chizkiya, this Dama Benatina, was a straight out goy from Ashkelon. He was the Rosh Patrikolia, who is the patriarch, the head of the army, and the Evan, if his father would sit on a rock, he would never sit on that rock for the rest of his life. Given Shemait Aviv, so to your Ashkelon. His father died, and he turned his father into his personal icon. Pamachat Avdai Yashpe Shel Binyamin. And once happened that the Choshen that has in it the Evan for each one of the Shvatim, and the Yashpe is Keneged, the Shevet Binyamin, and this is an extremely expensive, valuable stone, and they needed to buy a new one because it had fallen out of the Choshen. So Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim said, so where the heck are we going to get this? Amru Man Nidle Evan Tava de Kavate. Where would we get one as nice as the one that was there? So Amru, people said, well, the only one who's got a stone like that is Dama Benatina. So they went to buy it, and they made up, that they're going to buy it for Mea Ribo Dinar, I should say. $100 million, right? He goes to bring it to them, and he finds that his father has fallen asleep, and so Yashka Chavu Adamir, Itam, or some say that his father had fallen asleep on the key. His father had fallen asleep holding the key to the box in his hand, and there would be no way to open up the box of jewels without awaking his father. Others say that his father's leg was actually on the box. There was no way to move it, and they couldn't open it, even if they were ready to break it. They couldn't open it without waking up his father. So Nechat Lekapo, when he comes back downstairs and he says, I'm sorry, but I can't sell to you. Lo miatu telechon, I'm unable to at this time. Ames Chachamim said to themselves, Dilema Dubai Parit and Tuvin, it must be that we didn't give me enough money. Saskune Lamatai, they go to $200 million. Saskune Lamatai, they go to $1 billion. Cool. And he refused. Kime the Atar of Urmishnate, when his father woke up, he goes up, Sargvaitu telechon, he brings him back down. So Bo Maituman, Bifiskulia Acharaya, they wanted to pay him according to the last offer that they had made. He refused to accept it. He said to them, Ma, what do you think? Do you think that I was ready to sell my father's covenant for any amount of your Jewish dollars? I don't sell my father's honor, you understand? So all of that extra money that you jerks were offering me was money you were offering me to wake up my father. That's not money that I'm ever going to take. So forget about it. Never had any intention of accepting that offer, and I refuse to accept it now. Ma paralo HaKadosh Baruch Hu sachar, and what was the sachar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him for this incredible story? All of Kol Yisrael got together to pie the Paraduma and his rishos in its weight in gold. Amar Rabbi Shapta says in Yovu Mishpat Verov Tzedaka Lo Yane. What does that mean? It means Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashhe Matan Secharon Shel Osei Mitzvot Gaguk Baguim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Ma'ane the Din. He pays immediately to Goyim that do mitzvot. And another ma'isa that is similar to the ma'isa of the tremendous kavod Adama ben Atina did for his father is Rabbi Tarfon's relationship to his mother. Imosh Rabbi Tarfon once was Yardala Tayel betoch Hatzera. So he goes down to her chotzer, and one of her shoelaces, actually her sandal strap, tears. So Rabbi Tarfon runs down and puts under her feet his two hands so that she does not have to get her feet dirty as she walks. And he takes her all the way into her bedroom. Rabbi Tarfon once became ill. The chachamim came in to see how he was doing. His mother was there, and she says to them, he deserves a siyata d'shmaya to get well because he honors me incredibly much. Tell us, well, what do you feel is so yoter midai? And she told him that ma'isa. So Chachamim said to her, you call that yoter midai? Even if he had done that a million times, he would only have gotten to half of what the Torah assumes the simple meaning of the kibud of avein. And that's in Lo Shiva. Imosh Rabbi Yishmael. Imosh Rabbi Yishmael came once to complain about him. So Ba'ava Kobla of the Rabotino. Amralahan, she told him, you've got to do something. My boy is out of control. You go, oh, Rabbi Yishmael, but you got to teach my boy Yishmael, who's really, does not know how to treat me. Hey, no, Egbi Kavod. I'm so embarrassed. My God, Rabbi Yishmael, he doesn't know how to do kavod. They said, God help us. Actually, let Rabbi Yishmael know Egbi Kavod. Something's wrong. Excuse us, they said to her. What sense do you believe is a lack of honor? So she said, well, I'll tell you. When he goes from the Beis HaMidrash, I want to wash my feet. I feel that I love him so much, and I believe in him so much, that I want to wash his feet and drink the water that I wash his feet in. And he absolutely refuses to do this honor for me. Look, if this is what she wants, and you are mechuyev to allow her to do that honor to you. And amazing, we actually paskin this way, according to some of the paskin, that if a father or a mother want to be mishamish their son, who is a Talmud Chacham, and that's what they want, is mechuyev to allow them to do this. And the question is whether this is dafka if the parents themselves are not themselves gedolei Torah. It's mashma in the Bavli that if the father himself is also an adam gadol, that it is not correct to let him do this, even if it's what he wants. It is very appropriate when people say Tuchania means the people who are sitting around grinding flour. It's basically meaning a popular saying in which the people on the street corners and the beer halls, this is the kind of stuff that they say. What they say is Kol Barnash U Barnash Zechute Go Kupate. Everybody is born with his particular destiny in the little basket that he comes with. You know, and that's the amount that a person gets out of what he's grinding in life, or here in the literal people that grind a flour, is all dependent in what he was zocha to bring in his basket. In other words, it's all given to you, and what you're able to get out of it is a function of the things that were granted to you up front. So there's no way that you can get something that wasn't in your basket in the first place. And therefore, and basically, when we've got these stories here of Rabbi Tarfon's mother and Rabbi Shmuel's mother, the idea over here was that you have exactly, you know, opposite events, and it's just the way it works out for you. I mean, here we've got two stories, you know. We've got the mother of Rabbi Tarfon, where Amrlon Achi, she claims that it's too much kavod that he's giving her, and that was what it was that Rabbi Tarfon, they answer, well, you know, he hasn't even begun to be mechabed you enough. So Agivune Achi, their teguva was that, their answer was that, whereas Rabbi Shmuel's mother, who insisted that Rabbi Shmuel is not mechabed her correctly, it turned out that he had to be actually memayit her kavod in order to do what it was that she wanted. You know, it, because it's all basically what your lot in life is, you know. Rabbi Zeira, having mitzvah, Rabbi Zeira was very pained at the fact that he was an orphan and he never had an opportunity to do this mitzvah of kibbut avim. And he hears these stories and they're, wow, they're like, oh man, if only I could do that. So he was mitzvah on the fact that he was an orphan. If only I had a mother and father, that it could have been mechabed in order to nered Gan Eden, that I should be mekayim the mitzvah to be zochet Gan Eden. But when he heard these last two stories, we just had, he said, oh, thank God I never had parents. I don't have no mother, no father. In that way, there's no way I would have been able to do that. There's no way I could have tolerated what Rabbi Shmuel was called upon to tolerate. So I guess I'm not really wrongly for doing kibbut avim. Amar Rabbi Yovan, puturan yibi kibbut avim. Rabbi Yovan said, well, I don't have to do the mitzvah of kibbut avim, thank God, you know. Amru, Chachomim said that Rabbi Avon, the moment that his mother was pregnant, his father died before he was born, and the instant that she gave birth to him, she died. And that way, he said, well, I never was put into a nisayon. So we just saw that sometimes the kibud is done in a way that appears to be a lack of covenant. And in fact, there's yesh shumachil et aviv tumot v'yorshkena. A person can give his father fattened geese, you know, and he's going to go straight to hell. V'yesh shuhu kodno berechayim. And there's someone else that could tie his father to the grinder and make him work, and he's yorshkena. What's the mice? Keitzit machil et aviv tumot v'yorshkena. Well, there was a chad barnash, there was this guy that used to take care of his father like that. And avi ma'achala avoy tarnagolin patimin. He had these fattened chickens that he would give him every day. Chad's man. And one time his father said to him, Pri, my son, ilin minalach, how do you afford this stuff? Amar leis, the boy says to him, listen, old man, what do you care? Just eat and shut up. None of your business. You know? When you feed dogs, they eat and they shut up. They're just happy with the food. What good is all of this incredible food that he's feeding him with this attitude that he's treating him with complete bizoyim? And therefore, he's only going to be punished for what it is that he is doing. We also have the exact opposite. Where would it be possible that a person should tie his father to a grinder, a millstone? And he's going to be rewarded in the Gan Eden? Yes, there was Chad Barnash, Avi Itkin Berechaya. There was a man who was, that was his work. He had to sit there and grind. Atat Samut Lutuchanaya. So they sent police to the grinding company, and they were demanding that the king insisted on a tax of someone to work in the king's kitchen. So they took from every family something that family could do. And so they wanted to take the father. So the son says to the father, on my way, Abba, you don't go. Ult Chontachta, you stay in the house, and I'll go there, because in mitat bevaziyaya, if there will be any problem, as there usually is, as usually they're going to beat you, they're going to make fool out of you, and you're going to really suffer there. At least let me suffer. In mitat milki, if they beat you, better I should get beaten, and you, tavli anav lo at. So therefore, this is a case where he forced his father to work, so to speak, on a millstone, it was kulai for his love and respect of his father. Nimsa kod no berechayim, v'yoresh gan eden. Ne'emar, it says in the Torah, ish imo v'aviv tira'u, and v'ne'emar et asher melokecha tira'u, v'oto ta'avot. Which means that we find the same lashon of mora by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and by mora ave'im. And that means hikish mora ave'im, the mora shamayim. Ne'emar, it also says by kavod, kabed et avicha v'timecha. And it also says by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kabed et Hashem, me'onecha, hikish kibud ave'im, l'kibud ha'makom. Here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us, and we have to view the relationship to parent as a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ne'emar, we find by Mekalel, the din is, Mekalel aviv imo mot yumat, that there's a chiyav of skila. And it also says, ish kikalel elohav, v'nasa cheto, v'nokev shem Hashem, mot yumat ragol nirgemu bo kol ha'eda, which means also, that is chiyav skila. And therefore, it teaches you that he kish kilalat aveim, l'kilalat ha'makom. But there's no way to say the lashon of make aviv imo, yev shalomar make klepe mala. So we can't really find a way to say Makavivimo Motumat is the equivalent of Make HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, this comparison of Av Im and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes so much sense, because V'chein B'din Mipnei Shesh Shosh Tan Shutafimbo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, father and mother, all three, are partners in the creation of a human being. Now, we've been talking about Kibud Av V'Aim, we've been talking about Mora Av V'Aim, but we haven't really defined what those things are. So what do we mean by Mora? Zehu Mora. Lo yeshev b'mekomo, he doesn't sit in place. It is miyuchad for his father. Lo medaber b'mekomo, if his father is speaking, people are asking etzes, he does not sit there and give an opinion, or go there instead of his father. Lo soter tevarav, he doesn't say that his father is wrong, and argue on him. Zehu Kibud, ma'achil, ma'ashkeh, ma'abish, ma'anil, ma'achnis, ma'otzi. So the things that one does that are the personal care for the needs, such as helping him walk if he's older, helping him get dressed, put on his shoes, giving him food, all of that is part of kavod. Min d'man, so the question is, who pays? I mean, to be ma'achal or mashkeh, it costs money, doesn't it? So is the chiyuv to be toreach? So Huna Bar Chiya Amar Mishel Zaki. According to Huna Bar Chiya, you're supposed to use not your own money, but the parents' money. So you have to do what needs to be done, but you don't have to pay for it. There are others who claim that it was Mishelo, that the son has to actually pay for the thing that he is giving his father or mother. Now, obviously, if the parent doesn't have money, then it's no different than the chiyuv of giving tzedakah for various things, and then he'll have to be mefarnes them if he's able to. It certainly has a greater chiyuv than stam, the aniyim that are not his own personal father or mother. So a raya that the ben is supposed to pay is from the fact that lo kein amar Rabbi Abo b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina minai and afilo amar lo aviv hashleich et arnak liyamshi shmalo. How do we know that even if a father says throw your wallet into the sea, then you mechuyev to listen and do it? Obviously, we're not interested in the mokra for it right now. We're just interested in the fact that that's what Rabbi Yosi said you're chayev on. So how in the world would you be chayev to throw out money unless there's an actual chiyev to pay money in order to be Mekayim this mitzvah? Says the Gemara, not necessarily. You can't prove this from here, because Bahu, there it's talking about the Itle Chorin. It's talking about that he's Osa Nachat Rucho Shel Aviv. It's actually talking about that there is the same amount of money in the father's wallet, and he intends to use it to pay the son back. All he wants to know is that his son is going to do what he wants. And he's Osa Nachat Rucho Shel Aviv. Of course, afterwards, the father's going to pay it. That's where he might have been saying that you're supposed to go and listen to him anyway. Anyway, getting back to the Ish Imo V'Aviv Tirao. So we learned from there that it's similar to the Lashon of Yira by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we want to take a look at the Lashon Tirao, which is, of course, plural. What does the plural come to include? Well, it comes to include Echad HaIsh, Echad HaIsha. It's just that the reason that it says Ish, particularly, is because HaIsh Sipika B'Yado. He has the Yicholet, basically, and it's in his hands to do, which is why we say it, whereas a woman is generally married, and her husband is going to make a lot of trouble, possibly, for her, she can't absolutely know that she'll be able to do this mitzvah. Since she's committed herself to take care of her husband, he may make her problems in claiming that this reduces what it is that she can do for him. And that's why it specifies ish. But mamaisa, whenever possible, it's exactly the same chiyuv on the woman, and therefore, nit armalo, nit garsha, when she gets rid of her husband, either through his death or divorce, then it's kamisha, yisvika b'yadoi, then it's exactly the same as the ish, as it is to the isha. So we try to make it work out that the story of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanin about the wallet, that this would work out only that the father has another wallet, because otherwise it would mean that the son is supposed to be paying. However, not everybody agrees that that's the correct interpretation. Milta der Pir Bava is definitely pleged, argues on the way that we tried to explain Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanin's psak before the Amar, because he says, Tani Rabbi Yudin ben Durti, we have a braita that Rabbi Yudin bar Durti explains that basically what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina was saying, that he should throw the wallet into the yam, is referring to a case where the father does not have money to replace it, and it's following the shita of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Tanya Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai omer gadol kibud av v'aim she'edifah kadosh baruch hu yoter mikibudo. And actually, it's not that kibud av v'aim is the same as the kvod shamayim; it's greater, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be more Isaac. Where do we see this? Shenemar by kibud av v'aim it says kabedat avicha v'timecha, and by Hakadosh Baruch Hu it says kabedat Hashem mehonecha. And the Chachamim darshan, the meaning of honecha is mimat mechabdo. How are you supposed to be mechabed Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Mimat shechananecha. What it is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mevorech you with? That's the things that you should do lichvodo. So in other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave you a farm, so then you're mafresh lekach shicha upeya. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave you the crops, so then you're mafresh truma, maaser rishon, maaser sheni, maaser ani, mechala. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you property or money, then you can make a sukkah, lulav, shofar, tefillin, tzitzis. You can use that money to be ma'achil at aniyim, at arevim, u'mashket at tzmiim. Whereas basically what it means is, if you've got the money, you've got the wherewithal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who provided you that wherewithal, so then you're mechuyev. But if you don't have it, you don't have it. When it comes to kibud avim, it's a kibud avim. It's not like that at all. There it says kibud avicha v'imecha. It doesn't say mehunecha, which means bein yesh lecha hon, bein shein lecha hon. There's no dependency on hon. Kibud avicha v'imecha, afilu at misavim al aptachim. Well, even if you got to bang on doors begging people for money to help your parents, that's what you got to do. So you see, according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, it's obvious that the chiyuv of kibud avim is not mishel zaken, but from the child. And since we're saying that the horah that we had before, that Rabbi Yisrael Chanina gave us about the wallet, is lefi, the sheet of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So then it means that he obviously holds that Rabbi Yisrael Chanina was Mechayev Mishal Beit, not Mishal Avan. It's not talking about a case that the father has another wallet take place. Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi Abba Bar Kana says, in Mishlei we find it says, Ora Chayim Pentefales, Na'u Ma'aglote Alotida. What does this mean? It means that in case you were thinking of working out a path in life, you should just know that the Torah is very complex. These are like orbits that keep changing position and you'll never figure it out. What this means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell us the schar of mitzvah so that we wouldn't start trying to figure out what's most kedai to do. We should just do everything with pure commitment, and that way we don't have any of this artificial selfish motivation in mitzvahs. It's just for this meaning of the mitzvah itself. Rabbi Yitzchak says it. The Pasuk also says in Mishlei, Mikol Mishmar Netzor Libecha, Ki Mimeno Totzot Chayim. What does that mean? Mikol Mishmar, anything that you have a chiyuv of shmira, Kol Masham Lecha Betera, Ki Shamer, it doesn't matter whether you think it's a davar chashuv or it's less chashuv. You don't have the right to define which things are really important, which things are less important. Shenata Yedea, Me'ez Amen Yotelecha Chayim. You have no way of knowing what the Totzot of Chayim are La'asi Lava. And the thing that you may think is least important may be the thing that for you is most important. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares the simplest mitzvah to the most complex mitzvah, mitzvah chamura shechamura, because you have shiluach hakim. Your mitzvah kala shebekalot, there's hardly any tirach shiluach hakim. It's a big deal. It's a birdway. Mitzvah chamura shebechamurot is kibud avim, and that's your whole life. You can take you up from here, sitting there caring for an old parent and so on. It's a disaster. Ubishteim ktiv, in both of those mitzvahs, he uses exactly the same language. V'ha'arachti yamim, nor l'man yarichud yamecha. And that teaches you the most amazing thing, that there is no way of you really using your gut reaction to define what things are important. Something that all you're doing is paying back the individuals who gave you everything, and that's giving to your parents only part of what it is that they gave you. And it says, nonetheless, l'man yitavlach, l'man yarichun yamecha, the davar sheyesh bo chisaron kis, where you're supposed to be giving trumas and maestras and leket and shikha and peya, and certainly things that are sakonis tefashis, when you're cutting off a piece of your child's skin for a bris, lo kosh, can imagine how much sachar you will get for such a thing.